going upstairs. Because I'm going to put my nutsack on your drum set. Okay?
That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, everybody, to the single dumbest episode of this show you're ever going to see. It is the hashtag Drumgate Edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, thank you for joining me. YouTube, hit subscribe if you haven't yet. Give the video a thumbs up afterwards if you approve of the content. I don't know how this one's going to go. My patience is wearing thin with a lot of things. So let's see how this goes. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, or at JKZND4. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want me. You can get me merchandise link below in the description. So here we are. Notre Dame season on the brink. We're worried about how we're going to play, what we look like, the offensive line, the defense, what happened to the Freeman factor, all this stuff. What am I sitting here the night before the game talking about? A stupid drum! A stupid drum! Drama, drama, drama. Everybody loves Notre Dame drama. Here I am talking about a stupid drum. First, it was Kelly's execution comment that got blown out of proportion because nobody knows their football history to know what that was in reference to. And that blew up on the interwebs and everybody with your gotcha. Okay, now comes Drumgate. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. I can't believe this is national media news today. So in case you missed it, it came out yesterday that Purdue's 7 or 10 foot drum, depending on what you read, 565 pounds, will not be able to be at the game because it cannot fit through Notre Dame's new, admittedly skinny, visitors tunnel for the players and the band. So what? It's that simple. So what? Who cares? This is not news. So what? It doesn't fit? You're not bringing it. Or bring it and leave it outside. What's the big deal? I don't get it. But that's my opinion. But of course, because this is Notre Dame, everything's analyzed to the gills. And everybody that hates Notre Dame, that never says a word about Notre Dame, I'm talking about media. People that never say a word about Notre Dame, they only chime in when it's a chance to pile on and take a dig at Notre Dame for something they did wrong or inappropriate or whatever. This is getting out of control. It was with Kelly's comment, because nobody knows their football history to get the reference. Okay, now what's happening with this? I don't understand how or why this is news. Let's break it down, shall we? Let's go. This is a Notre Dame home game. Okay, this is a Notre Dame home game. This is not in West Lafayette. This is not a Purdue home game. This is a Notre Dame home game. We added a visitor's tunnel for a reason. If your oversized toy drum can't fit through it, that is, quite frankly, not my problem. Not our concern. Oh, John, I get a lot of this. Oh, John, come on. The pageantry of college football is what makes it so great. And now you don't want to be a part of it. It's really, really simple. When Purdue has home games, you could have a circus coming out of your tunnel, and I don't care. It is not your home game. You have no say in this at all. You keep your pageantry, do whatever you want at your place. This is not your home. You do not get to make extra requests that nobody else gets. This is not a Purdue home game. Notre Dame has absolutely no obligation to accommodate this stupid circus drum. None. They have no obligation to do this whatsoever at all. And I think it's a sign of the times that everybody's entitled to anything they want. And now you're going to go into somebody else's place and tell them how to make it more accommodating for you. No. You want the pageantry? What about all that? Yeah, for your home games, do whatever you want. Not your home game, not your show. This is about football, not taking extra accommodations for a drum. This is about football. Your decoration drum, it works, maybe, whatever it is. Nobody cares. It's a Notre Dame home game. You have no say here. Okay? And it just shows nobody knows their research. These idiots yelling at me on Twitter about this. Well, why'd they allow it for the last 100 years and now all of a sudden they didn't? Are you an idiot? We only had one tunnel before for 100 years, you idiot. Now we have two for a reason. Visitors over there, home over here. If you can't fit your equipment through it, not my problem. Not our problem. You want to have a circus for your home games? Go for it. You are the visitors. You do not get extra accommodations. We don't give to any other team for any other reason. No. Notre Dame has no obligation to do this whatsoever. It's just so sad that this is Purdue's big thing now. They're on a big crusade about the drum. What a stupid thing to be known for. Hey, Purdue, are you known for winning championships and Heismans? Well, no, we don't have any either. But we have a big drum. Give me a freaking break. Who cares about your drum other than band nerds? Seriously. Who cares? You are known for a drum. That is what you're known for in life. A big drum. Congratulations. Awesome. For your home games, shoot fireworks out of it. Do whatever you want to do with it. You're not at home, so you don't get to say what happens. It doesn't fit. It ain't coming in. Not my problem. Period. Accommodating your obnoxious, oversized toy is not our responsibility. Here's what I'll suggest. Purdue's supposed to be this great engineering school. Figure something out then, geniuses. Shoot it out of a cannon over the stadium. Get a helicopter with wires and drop it in. Figure something out with your engineering expertise. Okay? It is not your home game. Therefore, you have no proper say in this. You have no leg to stand on. It is not your home game. And that argument that you allowed it for so many years, what's changed? There was only one tunnel. Now there's two. That's what changed. Learn what you're debating to know this is why. Here's the thing. That skinny visitor's tunnel is the single best feature of the entire Crossroads renovation project. I'm actually shocked Notre Dame did this to make that intentionally skinny tunnel for the opponent. That's a very not usual Notre Dame thing to pull. I love it. I absolutely love not letting a team get 10 guys across, build a wall, and run out there. One by one, maybe two, and that's it. I love it. That skinny tunnel feature is the best part of the Crossroads renovation. Okay. So, as with all things Notre Dame, this is just being blown way out of proportion by the anti-Notre Dame crowd. Half these people don't even know what they're talking about. Oh, this drum's been in every game forever. Yeah, until you look back to 2012 when they came to Notre Dame, didn't bother to bring the drum. And that was before the Crossroads renovation. So it wasn't that big of a deal in 2012 when they decided not to bring it. So quit crying now. You didn't even try and bring it then when we only had one tunnel. Purdue has no right to say anything. It is not your home game. You do not get to ask for extra favors. I'm more worried about football than accommodating your stupid theatrics. Not a priority. Not a priority. Not. Okay? And I know how this is going to go. I'm already getting it on Twitter, and I'm going to get it after this post, this video post. It's going to be, if Notre Dame loses, this is going to be all thrown back in my face as the drum revenge game, and this is what you get for doing this and all this kind of stuff. Here's the thing. If Notre Dame loses this game, it's not going to have anything to do with the drum. Have you been watching how Notre Dame has been playing? Okay, if they lose, it ain't the drum. Okay, we've been playing some iffy football so far. And if we lose, it's because we're just not that good this year. It ain't going to have anything to do with this stupid-ass drum. Okay? Now, so that's why I'm not hesitant to do this. Because if we lose, everybody's going to throw this drum thing at me. If we were blowing everybody out like Alabama, then lost, then I might have this drum curse. But the way we're playing, we can lose to anybody at any time. And it doesn't have to do with this stupid Neopert drum kit. Okay? Now, is this petty of Notre Dame to not accommodate this drum in some way? Is this petty? Yes, 100%. It'd be really easy to let him use the main tunnel for this. So, yes, it's petty, but who cares? I don't care. I love it. Who cares? Yes, it's petty. So what? Who cares? So what? Who cares? Big deal. Good for Jack for sticking to his guns on something. I'll give him credit for this. So, yeah, it's very petty, and I like it. Who cares? That's my question, because I don't. Stick to your guns on this, Jack. Fit whatever you want to fit through your entrance or it doesn't come. Period. Very straightforward. So, how I see it is not your home game. So you don't call the shots. There's a home entrance, a visiting entrance, and if your decoration can't fit, it ain't coming to the game. Get over it. It is pathetic that you are not known for any historical football accomplishments. You're only known for a big-ass drum. Congratulations. Whoop-dee-doo. Fancy drum. Okay, but before we finish, I wanted to reach out to the Purdue people and do a little something for them, drum theme, to show them that I'm not a bad guy. And give they want a little drum action. I'm going to give them a little drum action here just to make them feel better, to show I'm a nice guy. So see what you think. Here we go, okay? This is for you, Purdue people. You want drum stuff, I'm going to give you drum stuff. How about this? Let's try this for drum-related music. I do not care about your stupid drum, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I think this whole discussion's a goddamn waste of time. How's that? You like the little drummer boy? Is that enough drums for you? Maybe you want something a little more edgy, something you're not into the Christmas music yet. Maybe you want something to get you a little pumped up. How about we try this one? Ba-doom, I can feel that your drum's not in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. I really don't feel like seeing that ugly thing on our field. Oh, Lord. How do you like that? A little Phil Collins. You like that? There's a little drum action for you. Oh, you want something different? Let's try something even a little more upbeat. How about for you baby boomers out there? A little Todd Rundgren. I don't want to work, but I also don't want to listen to your drum all day. How do you like that? Pick a song out of those three. Christmas, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I'm not hearing your drum in the air tonight. And a little Todd Rundgren. I don't want to work, but I also don't want to listen to your dumb drum all day. Get a life and get some football history so your biggest appeal isn't a drum.